The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
Ms. Rachel Devereaux. Rachel, how are you?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
You are very welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
And it's great. I have to say, your voice, I was really captivated by your voice. Your dad sent your music in, I think, on the sly.
He did. We were in the car coming home one day from, I was doing work experience with him, and he was like, yeah, no, I aren't just sending your song now into Gavin Glass and Radio Nova, do you mind? And I was like, Dad, you could have told me. Like, so he does that a lot, though. He does kind of surprise things on you.
Oh, well, it's beautiful that, you know, you've got someone like that that's believing in you. So when did you get into music? If you're only 17 now and you're writing songs like this and singing like this, you must have started really young.
Yeah, well, like the youngest memory I have is when we were on holidays in Spain and I took the microphone off one of the tour guides on the bus and just started singing Amarillo, because it was the first song my nanny taught me how to sing. So I started learning guitar when I was about 9, and then I gave up lessons and I decided that I was going to just teach myself. So I've been teaching myself for since 9. And just performing every chance I get, really. Like, I do performances in the skill talent shows. I won the skill talent show this year after 4 years of trying. So,
well done, congratulations. What school is that?
Kilmaine Community School in Blanchardstown.
In Blanchardstown. Yeah. Well, big shout out to all the Blanche posse. And where is this love of music coming from? Was this in the family when you were growing up?
Yeah, well, like, everyone in my family sings. Like, my granddad, he's 78 now. He performs for the old people in the nursing homes, him and his friend.
Fantastic.
So he always encouraged the kind of singing, and my mum and dad both love to sing. Like, we're a great family for karaoke and every party we go to, so it's kind of just always been around in my house and my life all the time.
It's in your blood.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you love singing, we're going to have you up and you're going to be doing a little bit of karaoke on one of the best radio stations.
It is indeed.
In the city. What are you going to sing for us? Because I played Change and I might play the recorded version up. What do you fancy playing for us now?
I'm going to be playing another original song, obviously.
Of course. This show is all about original music.
Yeah, it's called Sinner.
So, Sinner.
Yeah.
In Your Own Time, making her Nova debut, this is Rachel Devereaux on Locals Only.
I'm a sinner, hear what I've done, and help me, please, and help me, please. And you, the saint I look to, find it in your heart to save me. And I'll pray to the one who can see the real me. And I'll pray to the one who can rescue me. So forget my past and see the future you can have with me, with me, with me, with me, with me. Heaven, have mercy on me. And when I kneel before you, save all of your graces for me. And I'll pray to the one who can see the real me. And I'll pray to the one who can save me. All saints have a past, but all sinners have a future. So forget my past and see the future you can have with me, with me. With me, I am a sinner. Can you see it in your heart to save me? And please, you are my savior, but you were once just like me.
Beautiful, amazing. That is the sound of Rachel Devereaux making her Nova debut with us here. Rachel, what are we? Obviously, we're going to get our leaving, sir. You're still in school.
I am next year. I'm going back in 2 weeks or something
two
like that.
2 weeks' time. Okay, well, listen, the summer's still here. But what are we going to do with this amazing voice and these great songs of yours? Is the plan to stay working in music?
Yeah, well, I have. I'm hoping to do the BIM course in fantastic. When I finish
it's
school.
So. Brilliant course.
I'd really like to do that. My cousin did it, so I'd really like to do that as well. And I have a great music teacher in school, so we're going to try and do a lot of stuff in school as well when
fantastic.
In 6 years. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
I think it's great to see such young talent. I was really blown away with your vocal.
The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
Now, this young man who's sitting across from me is a fella by the name of David Bellew. And I first came, he came under my radar when he was doing some very tasty session work with a young David Keenan. He also plays with Harry Hoban and the Brothers Kane from time to time. He's got a lot of little projects that he's working on. But he's here today in Nova Towers to talk to us about his own project. But first up, I'm going to get Mr. Bellew to sing us a tune. David, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called JCB War.
JCB War, making his Nova debut. It's Bellew.
Disappeared. The landlord's turning purple cause the rent is in arrears. And all the bread and milk and liquor left there in German shells. While nine-skinned lads from Tallet try to go and feed themselves. You and me, let's go and rob a JCB and smash it through the funky pillars and the glass. You and me, let's go and rob a JCB and smash it through the funky pillars. The funky pillars and the glass. All round the bank collected. Oh, let's lock those lads away. The irony behind those bars is 3 square meals a day. And all the fat cats would stop grinning if we got up on our feet and started disco dancing on their heads in Kildare Street. You and me, let's go and rob a JCB and smash it through the funky pillars and the glass. You and me, let's go and rob a JCB and smash it through the funky pillars. Through the funky pillars and the glass. And smash it through
the funky pillars and the glass. You and me, let's go and rob a JCB and smash it to the funky pillars and the glass. You and me, let's go and rob a JCB and smash it to the funky pillars and the glass. You and me, let's go and rob a JCB. We'll smash it to the funky pillars, to the funky pillars and the glass.
That is Bellow. Well, Funky Pillars.
Funky Pillars, yeah.
Funky Pillars, okay. Obviously, that was written about the JCB that went through the Aldi or the Lidl out in Talla.
Yeah, well, it was. There was a whole crisis going on there, like, you know, people having to resort to that to try
but
and...
But did they
families.
Have to resort? That's what I have to ask that question. Did those lads, were they that starving that they had to smash up an L Lidl while all these other people in the... Anyway, that's for a different debate. I think there was a lot more than people, you know, robbing because they were starving with that. But how and ever, that's... David, you're very welcome to the show.
Cheers, thanks for having me.
The EP is all done and dusted.
Yeah, bang, a great time. I produced it all myself.
Well done.
All the instruments, bar, keyboards, that was done by a good friend of mine, David Burke. He's a keyboard wizard. It's amazing.
And were you working, was this, you know, were you working at home on it? Were you kind of working in different studios? And?
Well, I did the majority of it from my bedroom, but
cool.
I needed to do some of it in some front rooms,
wherever
I could get the space just for...
So there was a couple of sofa cushions put up against doors, that kind of crack. And
that's the way
to do it, man. That's exactly how I started making records. So tell me a little bit about the EP. I mean, you've been playing with different musicians and bands for the last couple of years, but is this your first outing as a solo artist, as your own?
This is my first outing as a solo artist. I'd recorded and written EPs that never made the light of day because I wasn't happy with it. But Bang was just this idea that I had for, you know, just starting off my solo project with a bang, like.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, like most artists out there, you suffer from a serious crippling self-doubt and that.
Of course.
And it was all about overcoming that and, you know, having the strength and the confidence in yourself to actually put your music out there in the world.
And what you know, if there's any advice you can give anyone out there, like, how do you, I mean, I go through it, every artist I know goes through that. What are your ways of getting over that hump of, you know, self-doubt and thinking, is me stuff any good or whatever?
Listen to your friends and your family,
yeah.
I think, is one of the most important things, because
the support,
people are worried
the
about what the whole world
there.
Is going to think about it. But, you know, I always test my music with friends and family and that, and it always works out and that, and you just have to go out and do it, like.
Absolutely.
You know, because you don't want to spend your life living in fear.
You were telling me, where did this love of the blues come from? You know, you're a young man, you're only a kid, you know, fellas your age should be out, you know, dancing on the beach, you're listening to the blues. Where did that come from? I love that.
Well, my dad taught me how to play guitar, and he would have been mad into the likes of Queen and the Beatles and all sorts of bands like that, but... after he showed me the chords and I learned how to solo and that, I really got into the blues then, like, and listening to Jimi Hendrix records and Rory Gallagher. And
Rory is the man.
Like, Rory is the king. Like,
he is the king.
Yeah. But I just spent hours and hours and hours playing guitar in my room and just playing away, and that's just kind of where it comes from. It's more like playing the blues, like, you know, and if you're feeling up or you're feeling down, like, it doesn't matter. The blues is always there for you, like.
That expression, yeah. So your father was a musician as well?
Yeah, my dad was a musician. Like, as soon as I was old enough to shift gear, he had me out in the road.
Wow.
And then I started playing bass in a covers band with him when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And just then I went on to guitar in the band. But both my parents are very, very supportive.
So there was that nurture there. It's amazing when you know, just with our other guest that was on this morning, Rachel, just when you see parents like that nurture their kids with music, it's just such a great gift, you know, it really, really is. You have a big gig, though, this day next week, which you're here to shift and talk about, and you're selling me something. What is it?
Yeah, I'm doing my first Dublin headline show in the Underground at Paddy Carney's.
Amazing.
Next Sunday. So supporting me on the night is Alice Robson and Paulie Martin, two amazing musicians. Alice will be playing with her band as well. And it's going to be fantastic. I have a competition running on my Facebook page at the moment for free tickets.
Which your Facebook page is?
At David Bellew Music.
At David Bellew Music. Well, look, I will try and get down to this gig. I'd love to see you in Abner's Joint, the Underground. Great venue and a great blues venue, actually. They've got some great blues gigs going on in there. I saw, who did I see there recently? Oh, God, it's escaped me. But you're going to play one more song. Is this from the EP you're going to play?
No, this is a collaboration I've been working on with my girlfriend, Tara Tyne. She's an amazing musician in her own right.
And well, give a big shout out to Tara.
But this is a getting back to basics. It's called Two Sticks.
Two Sticks.
Jinx Lennon said if all you need is one chord for a tune, so this is...
Hail, Jinx Lennon. In your own time, this is Bellew on Radio Nova with your host Gavin Glass every Sunday evening exclusively to Nova.
Take two sticks from the forest and a breath of cool breeze. Gotta get some peace of mind. Gotta get me some heat. From the smoke comes the fire. From the fire comes the light. From the light rolls the shadow. Lose my way on the blackest night. So take care what feeds the fire, and take care what feeds the soul. Take care, hard rain comes. Please take care to rock and roll.
That is Bellew, and if you want to see him, get down to the Underground next Saturday.